November 29th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in every present moment, continue to be thankful for my provision, which is always perfect. Do not challenge my generosity through doubts. Remember, I am the creator of all. Let us pray from the heart for the conversion of the heart of the world. Satan has his nefarious plans that he is inspiring in evil hearts towards impressive upheavals. He uses good people by leading them off the track of righteousness through selfish ambition. Then they are no longer righteous, but his evil instruments. Therefore, it is so important that you do not allow respect of office or authority to lead you astray. Stand firm in obedience to my commandments. Do not be surprised at who is labeled dishonest, and rightfully so, in the future. False allegations against the righteous will flourish, but in the long run prove to be the undoing of the accusers. Stay close to the truth. My apocalyptic blessing will protect the truth in your hearts. It will be given again on December 9th. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.